talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to talk briefly before we go to the lines of a statement that Janet Yellen just made. Janet Yellen is the Secretary of the Treasury. She just made the following statement, that over the last decade, the United States has lost $7 trillion in uncollected tax revenues. $7 trillion, that's $700 billion a year. That would fund COVID relief. That would fund infrastructure. That would fund a needed increase in the military budget. How is that possible? Because her analysis shows, and I think she's correct because there are several others and she splits it in the middle, that people in the upper 1% don't, on average, don't report about a quarter of their income. Some people have said that the shortfall is about a trillion four a year. That would make it 14 trillion. Over 10 years. Some say it's only 500 billion. That would make it 5 trillion over 10 years. She comes in, her analysis, 700 billion a year over 10 years, $7 trillion. How did it happen and what can we do about it? Under George W. Bush, they cut the number of IRS auditors saying they wanted to save salaries. That's a joke. You know, say salaries, what do they make, 70, 80 grand a year? They cut them and they don't audit. Your odds under a Republican of getting audit are minuscule. What you have to do is you have to look good. Hire an accountant. Accountants are for hire. They will come up with these tax strategies they claim are risky. In fact, they're illegal. And then they sign the return for you as the preparer. And then, of course, you sign as well. And you say, well, I went to an accountant. And they will do things. See, when you file your tax return, you may think, all right, can I take a loss if a hurricane blows down a bunch of trees in my yard? You know, is that a right law? The answer is, in general, no. But, I mean, you can go talk to an accountant about that. That's small potatoes. What these people are doing is sheltering a quarter of their income. Some of their incomes in the millions, tens of millions, and hundreds of millions of dollars. And they do it through various investment vehicles where they get their money back, and then they deduct losses. I'm not going to get into all of it. What we need are more auditors. We need more courageous judges who shut it down early because they don't want to be faced with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lawsuits that take time to chew up. There are guidelines. The IRS goes after you. Get more auditors in there. Get more auditors in there. Fund the IRS. Fund enforcement. Janet Yellen says $7 trillion over 10 years. Some say $14 trillion. Some say $5 trillion. I'll tell you what. That would fund COVID relief. That would fund infrastructure. That would fund our military. Let's get on with this thing. You pay your fair share. Everybody should pay his fair share. And I'm not talking here about tax increases, and I'm not talking here about anything that's exotic. I'm talking here about paying your taxes. The upper 1%, on average, are not reporting about a quarter of their income. So deal with it. Get some enforcement in there. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Mitch McConnell and the press and how they handle him. You know, the press corps got to kind of get like, you remember Tim Russert, and he'd actually ask follow-up questions and grill some of these people. Did you hear his lame answer when he was asked about Lynn Cheney, the situation there? The first thing he said was, we're focused 100% on stopping the Biden administration and what they're proposing to do. Well, why didn't the person just go, with all due respect, Senator, that's not what I asked you. I asked you about Liz Cheney. Now, if you choose to answer the question, otherwise we're going to turn the microphones off and walk away from you. It's a joke.
Right. Right. You know, when I've seen Kevin McCarthy, I've seen Moscow Mitch, frankly, even see Trump when he was the president. There's an old saying that in politics that when you're asked a question, you don't answer the question, you give a speech. But there, you have to be able to get away with it. And frankly, the presidents that are the best actually do answer the question. John Kennedy, for instance, he would use humor, self-deprecating humor, but he'd answer the question. But the humor would sometimes take the edge off of an unpleasant answer that he had to give. And there are ways of doing it. But when you flat out, like Kevin McCarthy on Liz Cheney, and frankly, even Moscow Mitch on Liz Cheney, but Kevin McCarthy in particular, we're focused on, immigration, or we're focused on getting our message out. And our message is a conservative message. And what? So therefore, you're going to replace her with Elise Stefanik, who is one of the most bipartisan members of the House, and boasts about her moderate record and boasts about bucking her own party on their core issues. And you think you're full of baloney. You're full of baloney. Liz Cheney has one of the highest conservative ratings in the Congress. You're lying. Now, you're not going to say that. Your point, you started out by saying, Dick, with all due respect, I wouldn't say with all due respect because I feel no respect, but maybe you're a better politician than I am. You definitely are, actually. Okay. So then you ask them the question. You know, I think, you can say we're going to walk away with our microphone, and that's interesting. But you can also follow up and say, Congressman, you, I've asked you now several times about Liz Cheney. Could you use her name in the answer? And why are you deep-sixing her when she's more conservative than Elise Stefanik? If you phrase it that way, and this is a tactic of trial lawyers, on cross-examination, a trial lawyer, when he has the opponent on the stand, isn't looking for an answer. He's looking to give a speech himself. And so if you say that, doesn't matter what McCarthy says. Everybody has it in their mind that they are not on the up and up and they're getting rid of Liz Cheney because she's honest about democracy and honest about Trump, which is to say that he's spreading a big lie. And I want to just answer or hit something else on Liz Cheney because we've already talked to her earlier in the show. this is an inflection point in American history, and she can stand actually on the highway of history and make a difference if she runs for president in 2024. Now, the impediment, 2022, she's up for re-election in the House, and she has a lot of opponents, and Trump is supporting them, one of them, and McCarthy will, and the rest of them will, and they'll try to bury her. They'll try to bury her. If she wins that race, and all she needs is a plurality, not a majority, and there are enough people running that maybe she can get a plurality. She wins that race, she looks like a giant, and then maybe she runs in 2024. If she loses that race for whatever reason, that weakens her. That weakens her. So I'm sure she's giving some thought to maybe I don't run in 2022. I just announced for president, start my campaign, and the whole issue is our democracy. The whole issue is which Republican are we? Are we the Republican Party of Lincoln? Are we the Republican Party of Eisenhower and Reagan? Obviously, even though it changed and became more conservative, or are we a Republican Party that's been taken over by a cult, the cult of Trump? Is that what we are? Is that what we are? That referendum, she might win that. She might win that nomination. And if she doesn't, she's made a statement for the ages for our democracy. So stay tuned. We're going to take a look and we're going to see how that plays out. But she's very brave and she's being beaten up. And McCarthy has tucked his tail between his legs like a coyote, like a cur, and off he goes into the bushes. Moscow Mitch is trembling with fear. He's not saying anything because Moscow Mitch knows that this is not good for his party. He knows that. Even Joni Ernst of Iowa piped up, squeaked up like a mouse in the corner, saying, well, we shouldn't go after Liz Cheney. She's deathly afraid somebody will go after her. So she is one of Trump's acolytes. This whole thing is very sad to see a party get reduced to that. I want to talk about one other thing. The Chinese press that the Communist Party authorizes just put out, believe this or not, a picture. And it said China ignition, and it showed a rocket taking off. And then it said India ignition, and it showed a crematorium on COVID. China and India hate each other. They've been fighting at the border. They're each massive countries in Asia. You know, people who talk, you have to dig below the surface. People talk about people of color as if somehow it's a monolith. It's not a monolith. China and India are at each other's throats. In this country, some of the people, many of them who have assaulted Asians, are also themselves of color. We need unity without somehow promoting just one group of people of color. In any event, we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.